Good afternoon, good evening, or good morning, depending on what side of the world you're tuning in from. And welcome back to another episode of Purposely Awaken. All right. On today's show is all about giving back. So our guest today, he is the founder of AfroKicks.org, which is a Los Angeles-based nonprofit organization. And the founder... I hope I get his name right. But the founder is Ayumaru Edisra. So far, since he's founded his organization, AfroKicks, they have provided over 100,000 pairs of shoes, as well as toys and food aid. Donate from California residents to barefoot children in remote villages across Western Africa. And of course, what inspired Mr. Edisra to start his nonprofit is because he was once one of those kids. But I won't go into too much detail because he'll definitely go more into his inspiration behind AfroKicks.org. But he is one out of 25 siblings, and which they're all affected by world poverty. Mr. Edisra also became, despite living in poverty, Mr. Edisra became a professional soccer player. Turned entrepreneur, and he's a dual citizen of both the U.S. and Africa, and he's a recognized figure in Hollywood. So some of you might have seen him, and he's been featured in New York Times, Style, Business Insider, Adweek, and several other publications. So currently, AfroKicks is currently accepting monetary and in-kind shoe donations, and they're also actively seeking global ambassadors and major brand partners. But I won't go into too much of that because Mr. Edisra will also give you more information on how you can get involved with AfroKicks, and then also what they're looking for in a brand ambassador. So, as usual, before you hear from our guest, we have just a little few inspirational songs. And since it is geared towards, since our guest is from Africa, we decided to play some African beats to get your mind right for this show. All right, stay tuned.
Mastercraft on the beat.
Original Mr. Flavor.
Every day na party, every day na jolly yo. Oh yeah, move your body. No time for story yo. Where my woman? We supposed to the party yo. No time to check time. Everybody check it away.
Check it.
Oh yeah, mama.
Sweetie, 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 and your fine face, pretty, pretty.
Ake Nuga de here. You're supposed to throw it. Who's your daddy? Too much money, oh. Follow your leader, one, two. Everybody shake it. Shake it. Oh, yeah, my mind. Shake it. Oh, yeah, sister. Shake it. Oh, my baby, oh. Shake it. Time to party, oh. Man, you're plenty, yo. I said, for this, my party. You got chop with plenty, yo. Where my woman? We supposed to the party, yo. No time to check time. Everybody, check it, baby.
Check it.
Oh, yeah, my mind.
Check it.
Oh, my sister.
Check it.
Oh, my baby, yo.
Check it.
Time to party, yo.
Check it.
Oh, yeah, my mind.
Check it.
Oh, my sister.
Check it.
Oh, my baby, yo.
Hi.
Hello, Naomi. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Cool. Thank you for hopping on the call with me. Cool. So I just have a few questions about you and your campaign. So the first question is, can you just like tell the readers and listeners that Purposely Awaken what Afro Kicks is, and then what kind of inspired you to start it?
Okay, my name is Omaru Idrisa, founder of Afro Kicks. So Afro Kicks is an organization that provides shoes, toys for kids in Africa who never had a pair of sneakers. They have to play sports, soccer, basketball, track and field, and just to have shoes so you can walk to go to school.
Cool.
And go ahead.
Oh no, I'm listening. I said awesome.
And I started about 5 years ago when I first went home, start collecting shoes to give my family. And then in Africa, your neighbor is your family. So when you give to your family, you have to share with your neighbor. So that's how everything I started. So I came with like 80 pair of shoes my first year. The next thing you know, some of the people that already see the shoes are coming. And I need the shoes. So when I come back again, my next trip, I want about 300 pair of shoes just to continue giving and giving. You know, the third year we got about 600 pair of shoes, and in 2018 we did over 54,000 pair of shoes, 23 yeah. villages, 5 orphanages, some 3 countries in Africa.
Cool, awesome. And I know you also said like they can use like the shoes to play sports and stuff. Do you have were you an athlete, or did you play sports growing up?
Yeah, I played soccer my whole life. I'm growing up with no shoes. I never had a pair of shoes until I was 18, 19. So I know how it felt to really play barefoot or walk barefoot your entire life, adult life, young life. So that's one of my drives to Africa, make sure these kids live the life that I don't want to live the life that I live growing up. You know, I've never had to have shoes to play sport that I love. So my first soccer kit, I have to be in America to get that. So I know how that feels, you know, at age 24 to get your first soccer kit. That's the reason I have to kick.
Got you. And then I know you have 25 siblings. So how was that like growing up with all those siblings?
Yeah, that's like the biggest challenge, you know. My dad has 25 kids. I grew up with 3 mothers in the same house. So My dad can afford to feed all of us. So at the age of 11, I was walking, selling water just to get food and dinner and lunch and get like $10 a month, you know. And by age 14, 15, I just keep hustling, selling everything I can sell just to hustle to survive. At age 16, I have to immigrate to another country in Ghana just to try to get a better life there and continue following my foot. So.
Oh, got you. And then next month, you're on February 28th, you'll be going on a trip to donate shoes to West Africa. How many shoes will you be donating on this trip? And then how often do you go back to donate shoes?
Next month we'll be going. We'll send about 35,000 pair of shoes and over 4,000 US dollar worth of toys, bicycle that donated by the Marine Corps. So I'll be traveling there to donate everything to many villages. Then next week we have another container that we'll be shipping in Guinea. So we have so many items in our warehouse that we just, so the more funding we have, the more country we visit, and it gives us a chance. That's the one of the biggest challenge, to raise fund to ship all the items we have.
Cool, awesome. That's amazing. And then your organization, you guys are currently looking for global ambassadors and major brand partners. So like if somebody wants to like be a partner with you or be an ambassador, kind of like what are some of the things that you look for when looking for a partner?
Yeah, the most important thing, you know, to have those partner with us is that they can come to Africa with us, or they can use their brand while we're in Africa donating those shoes. Support us, keep growing, and we can impact many people in the world, you know, by having those huge company and huge ambassador. That's what we really been looking for.
And then how can people sign up to be an ambassador?
Okay, there's if you go to our website, africkick.org, or Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, africkick, we have some of the sponsorship that we'll put on in the website where people can look at them, and we would love them to join us in this mission.
Cool, perfect. And then as we got, as everyone knows, the late Kobe Bryant was also very active in the community and inspired millions of people throughout the world. How has Kobe Bryant's legacy inspired you?
Oh, let me tell you something. Kobe Bryant, when I first moved from Africa, I don't know what's basketball. I didn't know what Laker or nothing like that. So just by watching ESPN, also I see his highlights, that's why I start catching up with basketball. And then I start following after too. I get a chance to come to one Laker game in 2009 to see him play. And then he becomes someone that really, really, I see his work, and I watch him play. It's just amazing. Then I keep doing more research about him. So he was one of the first players in the world that I know I started supporting as a basketball player. But I didn't know anything about basketball. Until, you know, then I got for the Laker. I'm a Laker fan for life. But that thing affects me. It's like you love somebody that's really, really close to you. You know, I lost my mom, my dad a couple years ago. I was 9 months old. But when I hear about Kobe news, I was crying about it. In that morning when I look at the Instagram to see the post, I wouldn't believe it. You know? So it touched me deeply. Then I have to take 3 days off and everything I'm doing. I've just been going to Staples Center every day. I live downtown. So I live like 5 minutes from there. So I go there every day to stay my stay and walk around there. You know? And I feel for his wife. Like, I just saw Kobe Brown in December. It was December 22nd. I just saw him and his wife at Diddy birthday party. Okay, what's up? How are you? You know, him and his wife. I saw them over there at the. So it's just really something that touched deeply, especially his little girl. You know, been watching a highlight lately. It's just so sad.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't seem real. But within this decade, what all does AfroKicks have planned? Like, what all does your company have planned for like this year and like the years to come?
Yeah, we our goal this year is to travel 5 countries. Actually, I also even contact Kobe Mamba Academy to work with AfroKick. I got an email from them.
Oh, awesome! You know, congratulations. We can raise
the Mamba Academy just before this happened. I contacted the guys who work there, so we want to work with us to collect some shoes from the academy. You know. So our goal this year is to visit 5 countries and all the items that we have, and we continue to make impact in so many kid lives in Africa and other part of the world.
Cool, awesome. And then what is your advice for people who want to give back, but they don't have the means to? Like, what's your advice on how they can give back with little to no means?
So the most important thing in life, you don't have to be rich to give up, to give back. You know, the more, the little you have, the more you share. No matter how much money or fame you have, when you pass away, there's nothing will follow with you but a good thing that you did. So I believe in, you know, and I encourage many people. And, you know, just life is not just about me or you, you know, it's about the way we can do for others. Imagine, like, I walked by a couple of weeks ago, I was in Skid Row downtown donating shoes and food to all these homeless kids. I can't believe what I've been seeing over there, you know. So we have to give up, to give back. You know, we have to give back. That's the most important thing that can carry us after life. You know, the good thing that you do will follow you and I believe in that. So I encourage people, you know, life is too short. We have to enjoy it and we have to also help those in need. You know?
That's true. I definitely agree. And then how can people follow you? Are you on social media?
Yeah, we're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at AfroKick. Also our website, AfroKick.org, which is AfroKick, which is AfroKick, AfroKick.
Cool, awesome. And then is there anything else that you would like people to know either about you or AfroKicks or like anything else that you guys do? Is there like anything, any last comments that I probably didn't ask that you want them to know?
I want people to know that when we create AfroKicks is to help other less fortunate. You know, and then people to appreciate life and just be kind, love your family, and just, you know, be kind to each other and support each other. we need to support each other and, you know, believe in each other. I always never give up the pushing, because when I come here to LA, I remember I didn't know anybody here at the first, you know. But you just have to push by dragging around people. That's why a lot of my customers have been supporting this charity, giving me their shoes and stuff. So I want to thank them, everybody that has been supporting my journey for Africa. I just got a letter, I just got an email. I've been nominated this year for Ebony 100 magazine. I just got the email this morning.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so it was amazing.
Yay!
That's awesome.
Better chime in on that one.
Yeah. So, you know, we just have to keep believing and supporting each other and do what's right.
Cool, awesome. Thank you so much. And I look forward to like reading the reading and seeing your nomination in the Ebony 100 for sure. But yeah, thank you so much for taking some time out to speak to me.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Naomi. And
you're welcome.
People can also share and repost and comment. They can also support that way if they're not able to donate. So we're just, you know, all the awareness we can create for Africa's the better. So Okay. Thank you so much for reaching back and your support.
You're very welcome. Thank you guys as well. All right, you guys have a blessed
day. All
right, I hope everybody enjoyed our guest. Don't forget to check out afrokicks.org, and that's AFRIKICKS.org. All right, until next time, we're out.
Swag. Adamini Bemma. If your boyfriend know they do you well, make you come my way. If your boyfriend know they give you well, make you come my way. Adamini Bemma, Bemma, Bemma. Adamini Bemma, Bemma, Bemma.
Frame you, hey. Oh, tonight, na go link up, darling, oh. If your man's up, so back with me, yo. Frame you, oh, oh. Me no met, that let me boy, no. Forget it for a seat, come me get a bar, and I'm here. And the girls see you. Come my way, it's a boy belong. Chemistry day, don't deny, yo. Come my way, better plans for you. My way, yeah. My way, no. No, oh. Baby, careful. Take my number, hey.
Bemao. If your boyfriend know they do you well, make you come my way. If your boyfriend know they give you well, make you come my way. Domini Bemao, Bemao, Bemao. Domini Bemao, Bemao, Bemao.
Yeah, ni amu ti tonti. One lushi one cut them up. Beep up, beep up, yo. Pianne minyama for fuck. Eh, pianne batan shuona. Pianne minyama koko. Eh, eh, kemine sumo. Are can licky licky like a thumb thumb.
If your boyfriend know they do you well, oh, make you come my way. If your boyfriend know they give you well, oh, make you come my way. Domini Bemba, Bemba, Bemba. Domini Bemba, Bemba, Bemba. Domini Bemba, Bemba, Bemba. Domini Bemba, Bemba, Bemba.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets, or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.